Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we want to welcome you to this Saturday morning broadcast. Today is April the 1st, 2023, and we are going to start with a new series titled The Time for the Overcomers. And I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
Amen. Father God, right now, in the name of Yeshua, we ask for sin, equity, Christian, we choose to allow you to allow us to be others, to put up the blocks that the enemy would do again. Yeah, for your fulfillment of hope in our life and to take over our life, fulfill your will in our life and make our life your life. We do this in the name of the mighty Savior, Lord, and our husband, Yahushua. We pray. Amen and amen. Well, hallelujah. We thank you now for us to become overcomers. The most important we've got to know and understand is as we begin to these days, what are happening for the Passover, that we've got to be calm and we have to as over the obstacles of the time and stuff. We're going to read both James and in the Amplified, and I'm going to have the Avengers need to read right now.
Okay, shalom, Rabbi John. I have it here. Let me open up my Revelation Club 11. The King James reads, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their own lives unto death." And then the Amplified reads, "And they overcame and conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, for they did not love their life and renounce their faith even when faced with death."
Amen. Even when faced with death, they did not renounce their faith and their relationship with him. The only way that we as a people can, if we have a time to build a relationship, time is going shorter and shorter these days. We're coming into a time when, as the scriptures say, that evil is becoming so present that if it were not for the elect's sake, Yah shortened those days. He shortened them because they were so evil and he was concerned that even the elect would fall. Even the elect would give up their faith. We're entering those times. We're entering that space of time even now. And one of the things that we have to make sure that we understand is that our testimony, redemptive work that Yeshua did, and making sure that our heart is sold out for him and not sold out for this world is manifested. That's not just unto hurt for those that have hurt us. It's not also unto bruising, unto blood, unto our very life. So that means we've got to get to a place to where even our life is not more important than our faith and our relationship with Yah. And that's a process. It's a process in this time period. It's a process that he is desiring and that he wants of us. And the only way that I know for us to get that perfection of relationship to practice the perfection of relationship. I know that when I married my wife, I did not have a good understanding of what marriage was about, nor did I have a good understanding of what love was about. And it took years, the perfection of the relationship that I had with my wife, for me and for us, to begin to understand. And when I say begin to understand, I mean it from that standpoint, to begin to understand. It's been over 40, almost 40 years now, and I'm beginning to understand the importance of that love, the importance of that relationship, the importance of that quality. I was listening to the book of Genesis and also listening to the book of Jubilee. And in the beginning portion of Jubilee, it talks about a little bit of Genesis in there. And the self-same passage is in the book Genesis, in the Bible. And it talks about how when God created Adam, he created him without Eve. And that although Adam was doing and submitting to the things that the Father had desired of him, passage of Scripture says there was no helpmate. There was no person there for Adam to interrelate with, to build a relationship with, other than Yah, other than God. And Adam, although created in the image and the likeness of Yah, of God himself, still longed for an individual, a person, that he could interconnect with, not just on a sexual level, but on a relationship level. Not to negate or to take away from the relationship that he has with the Father, but equal to the way in which he himself, being Adam, can relate to another person, another physical aspect of a person, and not just a spiritual or soulish aspect of a person or spiritual. Scriptures are clear when it says that Yah is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. But because Adam was created also that lived in a physical body, these aspects were lacking. These aspects were not there for him in the creation story. And he missed those. God knew this. God saw this. He fixed that problem. He did not create Adam with a problem, but the problem still arose out of the lack of receiving or having that fullness of relationship. That helped Adam from a soulish standpoint and from a physical standpoint to be able to help him in this particular world, as well as being able to really enjoy the Father so that he could walk as an overcomer. We're made in the image of Adam. We're made in the likeness of Adam. When we went through our new creation birth, we were made in the creation spiritually of the new Adam, of Yahushua, so that we could become the overcomers that the Father still desired and wanted for us. But in order to reach that, we've got to transcend what is considered normal or average or of this world. That doesn't mean that he's taking us out of the world, because when Yeshua prayed, he didn't pray that the Father takes them out of the world, but he provides for them while they are in the world, in this natural world. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 speaks to that formula that helps us to begin to understand how the Father has created and provided so that we will be able to overcome the catastrophes and the demonic aspects of things that are yet to fall this earth. In order to reach that zenith that we are created to reach, we have to understand the importance of the blood of Yeshua, the redemptive work. We have to understand how it brought us from a state at which we fell to the state at which he created us, back to that same state. We have to understand and know that the word of our testimony, that what we are saying has to align in what he said that we're supposed to be doing. Because the testimony is one that has, of an individual that has tested the words or tested a product to ensure that the product does do what you have created or what it was created to do. So the words of our testimony interrelates with what we've been created to do on the earth, what he has created us for. He's created us to overcome all of the negativity, all of the fiery darts, everything that is set to befall us and to cause us to trip and fail and to come short of the purpose. He created us to overcome all of that. Scriptures talk about the fact that whenever a challenge comes our way, and of course it's a challenge because of why? Because it's either equal to or greater than what we can sustain, greater than what we can actually overcome ourselves. But the scriptures say that he provides a way of escape for us. That's going to come with relationship. As I build my relationship with him, then he be, and within that relationship is discussion, is going back and forth with understanding, communicating, testing, building the trust thereof. As we do that and as I do that, then what happens is he continually provides for me a path. Then that path of the way in which I should walk and talk and act, it automatically aids me in escaping the pitfalls of this life and of this world. It automatically causes the enemy to have to move out of my way and out of your way. It is so imperative that we, and that I get this, we and that we understand it to be a truth. Each day, each morning, each evening, begin to get at his feet. And what is his today? Within the greater scheme of his purpose for us, what is his purpose today? How do I build and strengthen the relationship that he has for me and for you? He wants us to taste and see that he is good and that his ways are righteous. That's a part of our testimony, is understanding that his ways are true. that truth is one that has to be manifested. It has to be filled with the fullness of the glory that he has placed upon us. As the more we yield to him, the greater his purpose becomes true. The more we submit to his will, the more it defines what our true will is. If I don't know what my will is, then I look to find out what is his will for me. What is his desire for me? What does he long for in this moment, in this moment of time? One of the most gruesome things that the enemy wants, more so than us losing our life, our God-given eternal life, is he wants the separation. He wants the best way he can for God to hurt by losing his children, by losing and seeing separation. And because that separation is the only way that the adversary can get back at God, even though it was Lucifer's fault to begin with, his desire is still to get back at God. The fallen angels, their desire is still to get back at God. By not making me the overcomers that we have been created to be, regardless of the sufferings that they're going to go through and that have gone through and will continue to go through for eternity, their satisfaction is that we didn't get the opportunity to be in right relationship for eternity with our Heavenly Father. That's why being an overcomer is so important for us. It's why being an overcomer is not just what we've been purposed to be or to do. It's so much more than that. It's to also show the adversary how wrong he was to think that he could get you or me or any of us to fall for eternity, to be separate for eternity from the true love, our true love. It's not as terrible a thing to not find true love in your lifetime as it is to find it and then eternally lose it, because you've tasted it. You've got a chance to really sense and see what true love is. It's more than just overcoming. Overcoming is not just a challenge that we're on a regular day-to-day basis. It is an ultimate being, continually being with the one that we love, and more importantly, the one that loves us. I know this is probably a little bit of a different way to look at our relationship with our Heavenly Father. But sometimes getting a look at the different aspects of that invisible elephant, if you will, in the room, it will help galvanize within our mind and with our heart a perspective that will cause us to continue to persevere, continue to keep on. There's a term that says keep on keeping on. And that can't be even more true than it is in this time, in this 2023 Gregorian calendar year. As adversities come all around us, and as we begin to see the effects of not walking in Torah and not being who he has called us to be, and spending quality of him that he desires and wants for, not just for us, but for himself, It's so important for us to know that the person that loves you also wants your love. It's a terrible thing to love someone who doesn't love you. To love someone that doesn't have that reciprocating desire to love you for who you are and not for what you can do for them. God loves you, those who are listening to this broadcast. He has feelings, he has emotions, he has a character, and he's implemented just a fraction of feelings and character and emotions inside of each and every one of us, so that we will also seek for that which is in us from him. Because as we begin to search for the fulfillment of that in the earth, excuse me, we'll quickly begin to understand and realize that there's no other place that you can, or no other person that can truly fill all of that like he can. And he wants that. He designed us for that, so that we will seek after him. That's where the true fulfillment of being an overcomer is all about. Revelation is chapter 12 and verse 11. It's a process of being an overcomer. And as we strive to do that, let's do it purposely, knowing that he believes in us. He created us for himself, so that we could be the overcomers that he has called us to be. I thank you, Father. I'm going to pray now as we close this short session and as you get yourself prepared and ready. Father, we thank you that you allow the death angel to pass over us and over our families, and that you give us the right and the privilege to become overcomers and to speak the blood of Yahushua over us and over our families and over every situation that tries to make us ahead and trying to get us persecuted for righteousness' sake. But Father, we have a made-up mind and a desire in our heart to not just to understand that this is temporal, also to understand that for an overcomer, you are eternal. For an overcomer, that's what you want and desire for us. And to know and understand the game, the plot, the divisiveness of what the enemy is trying to do against us, but to hurt you. Help us not to participate in his schemes, and help us to really be who you've called us to be, so that we can receive that which an overcomer is guaranteed to receive. You've guaranteed us that you would never leave us or forsake us. You guarantee that Yahushua has gone to build a place for us. Guaranteed us that in that place, he will husband over us. And we speak to that guarantee. We hold true our confession of faith to that guarantee, knowing that you are not a man that you should lie, but a son of man that you need to repent for anything that you've done. For you are Yah. And you are our Yah. And we submit to that. And we submit to you. And we submit this life, this temporal life, to you right now. In the precious name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen and amen. And until next broadcast, shalom, shalom.